Brand by Henrik Ibsen. Translated by Charles Harold Herford. Translator's Introduction. Brand, a dramatic poem, was written in the summer of 1865 at Ariccia near Rome. 15 months before, Ibsen had left Christiania, a voluntary exile, eager to escape from the narrow Scandinavian world and burning with a sense of national disgrace. Denmark was in the throes of the heroic but hopeless struggle to which her northern kinsmen had sent only a handful of volunteers. He had traveled southward, almost within hearing of the Prussian guns, and among the passengers on the steamer was that venerable silver-haired mother who, as his sarcastic verses tell, believed so firmly in the safety of her soldier son, and with such good ground, for he was a Norwegian soldier. In Berlin, he witnessed the triumphal entry of King Wilhelm with the spoils of Dybbol. The visible sign of the humiliation of Denmark symbolized for him the moral abasement of his own country, and this poignant experience set stirring in him the idea of a poem in which the national shame should be mercilessly brought home. This, Ibsen has told us in one of his illuminating letters on the history of the poem, was the germ of Brand. But the germ ripened slowly and with difficulty. It had to compete with other literary plans and with new seductions. At Copenhagen, he had already designed a drama on Julian the Apostate, and now at Rome, the first vivid contact with the ancient world, if it somewhat bewildered his imperfect culture, enthralled his poet's imagination. In September, he tells Bjornson that he is working out his Julian scheme with eager delight. But this rich kingdom, where the dream children of his fancy sported, was invaded from time to time by a somber guest, at whose coming they fled. Thus he symbolized, in a little poem from my home life, the interruption of his delightful labors upon Julian by the urgency of another task, less congenial, but which weighed on him like a nightmare and would not let him go. This was the original, or narrative, Brand, first referred to in the same letter as a longish poem. The epic Brand, as it is usually called, is a fragment, or collection of fragments, consisting of some 208-line stanzas. It was written with painful but conscientious labor, fluctuating purpose, and increasing dissatisfaction between September 1864 and July 1865. Several cantos were written more than once in different rhythms. The action corresponds roughly to the first quarter of the drama, but is much more expansive and loosely strung. Narrative was at no time quite natural to Ibsen, and he seems never to have decided whether he was writing a novel in verse with declamatory episodes or a series of invectives with novelistic filling in. The boyhood of Brand and Einar, at first called Kol and Axel, and Brand's meeting with Einar and Agnes, Dagmar, on the mountains, and with Gerd, are told with more elaboration and more realism than in the drama, but with less power. Ibsen had not Chaucer's or Ariosto's art of reconciling matters of fact with a stately and intricate stanza. It is otherwise with the invective passages. For the purpose of chastisement, this weightier and more sonorous lyric instrument is more effective than the short, sharp, reverberating rhythms of the drama. Two passages of peculiar interest are found in the epic only. The opening lines, vibrating with passion and shame, addressed to my accomplices, and the scornful picture of one of those patriotic meetings at which the men who had failed to answer the cry of their brother in need listened to enthusiastic assurances that the blood of the Vikings still ran in their veins. The orator is the quondam protagonist of Norse romanticism, Wergeland. And Ibsen could not have condemned the romantic faith of his own Bergen days with more emphasis. For the poets, as he bitterly recognized, had misled the nation. They were accomplices in its guilt. We have coquetted with a race departed, tricked out its moldered body with false charms, hung memory's hall with armor and with arms to make a pygmy people jocund-hearted. Darkling we sang of glories that were gone, but one great point, we quite forgot to touch it. Ancestral treasure may he call his own, who has not got a hand.